Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Some skullduggery going on in Texas and Georgia. No surprise. Some developments in Texas. The court, remember, there had been a court order preventing the arrest of Democratic legislators who fled the state to avoid a quorum on the voter suppression legislation. Lower court enjoined, in other words, stopped anybody from arresting them. Well, an appeals court overturned that, and the speaker there, a guy named Dade Phelan, just put out arrest warrants for 54 Democrats. And at the same time, the Republicans are trying to push through a constitutional amendment to make a majority for quorum purposes enough, not a two-thirds. What that means is right now, and under Texas law, they need two-thirds of the legislature to have a quorum where they can even meet. They want to reduce it to a majority. In Georgia, equally pernicious. In Texas, they are passing laws making it a felony for poll workers to do some normal things to scare them so that they won't serve and they'll slow down the voting. In Georgia, a bill came through that takes away all powers from local election officials and from the Secretary of State and lets the gerrymandered, illegitimate Georgia legislature appoint people who will run the elections. And these people can change the voting places at the last minute, can throw people off the ballot at the last minute so it's too late to go into court, and can refuse to certify elections. These are unconstitutional under the federal constitution. I want to see Merrick Garland go in there and shut these down now, because if he waits for an election, it'll take months after the election and the skullduggery has been done. Very dangerous in Texas and Georgia. Going to the lines, Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Come on, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. So many things going on, so little time. Nice call from the gentleman from Oconomowoc. I enjoy his passion every morning. At this point, most of the Republicans shouldn't be allowed anywhere near a flag, because being unconstitutional, you're being unpatriotic. So, and the Trumpsters should not even have a flag because they tried to turn over our government. Hey, I wanted to just give a shout out to Ron Kind. Met the man several different times. I think he was a really good congressman. I guess you just reach a point when you got to move on to something else. But we lose Ron Kind, and we're stuck in the Congress with Poison Tom Tiffany up north, Glenn Grobman, and Fitzgerald, just to name three. And, I mean, it's just, I don't know what's going to happen here in 2022, but God help us if the district Ron Kind gets flipped to the Republican who ran against him last time. He was ready for the insurrection, for goodness sake. So thanks for your service, Ron Kind. You're truly one of the, great might be too far, but I'll go that far. Great congressman from Wisconsin. He can be proud that everything he'd done, he basically was trying to help the people, which is totally cool. So, and I'm starting to get a little worried with all these border restrictions going in place. If the Democrats are going to hold the Congress, I mean, it's pretty spooky to me. So with all that this morning, thanks for listening to me and have a great day, Matt.
Yeah, Paul, thanks very much for calling. As always, you have a feast of things to talk about. On Ron Kind, we hit that really hard in the first hour, and we had a good caller with knowledge of the 3rd District. But just to review the bidding on that one, Ron Kind is one of the greats in Congress. Been there 26 years. Was very young when he got elected, senior member of the Ways and Means Committee. That and the Appropriations are the two most important committees in the House. Ways and Means sets tax policy, and Appropriations spends the taxes that Ways and Means brings in. Both very important. Ron, very top guy in the Ways and Means. It's a big loss. He's one of, I think, 8 seats in the country where Trump won the vote in that congressional district in the presidential, and yet a Democrat won the seat. So it's not easy to hold on to that thing. And a lot's going to depend on who runs for us. This guy Van Orden is bad news, a very, very bad news individual, Republican. Used some of his campaign money to travel to Washington for that Trump rally. And apparently there's some evidence that he went up to the Capitol and was in an area that was restricted. So this is a guy who should not be in the Congress. Plus, he's a very, very abusive sort of guy in his language and all that, and some of the things he's done. He gets angry at forums and so forth. And he doesn't reflect the district. A lot of names have been thrown out. I don't mean to prejudge it over there, but there's a state senator in the La Crosse area named Brad Paff. Excellent guy. He was formally nominated for agriculture to Evers' cabinet, and the Republicans knifed him. So, Luke, you're at the microphone. You have some wisdom to share. Look forward to it.
Yeah, one thing on the Van Orden character. He also recently was bragging about sexual assault in a new book that came out. So questionable background on him as well, outside of just the insurrection participation that he was doing. And then another name that I saw kind of thrown around and gathering some news information this morning, former state senator Kathleen Vinehout is from, I believe, the 3rd congressional district. So Kathleen ran for governor back in 2018, and she is also being potentially floated as a name that could be running for this open seat.
Yeah, well, that's interesting. Yeah, and there are a lot of there are a lot of different possible names out there. And like I say, I'm not going to prejudge any of it. We're going to support who the nominee is. Of all those people, the guy I've met and know is Brad Paff. But Vinehout is a fine name. You know, there are a lot of other fine names over there. The question is, who is the moxie and the drive to do it? And who would be the strongest candidate? So, Wisco Paul, you hit the nail on the head on that one. And then also on these voter restrictions, Voss is trying to push that through in this state as well. Fortunately, we have a Democratic governor who vetoes it. But you look at Georgia, they are going to appoint the election commissioners right out of the legislature, and they will get to decide who the electors are, even if they didn't win the election. All they have to do is say, I think there are irregularities, even if there weren't, even if there are recounts. And then they're going to go, okay, we're going to change the polling places 2 weeks before the election. And you show up and it's not your regular one. They say, no, you know, you're in line for 6 hours, and then go to another line for 6 hours. I don't have childcare. I got to get home. The kids are, you know, I got to get to work or whatever. That's what's going on. And it should be dealt with in litigation before it kicks in. Because if we wait to see if they actually do it, are you kidding me? They are actually going to do it. Of course, they're actually going to do it. So get it shut down right now. And Merrick Garland better get on the stick. And this is happening in Texas too, where they are criminalizing, making felonies some routine duties of poll workers to scare them. Right now, there's a woman serving 5 years in jail for voting because her parole hadn't expired till June, and she voted early or cast a provisional ballot somewhere. And another guy they're about to prosecute. Very dangerous what's going down in Georgia and Texas. Coming to the end of the show, great call-ins. Got some great programming coming up. You got Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate, the Dominic Crew. My friend Earl Ingram, very important show. 5 p.m., great evening program, great weekend programming. Cherry on the Sunday is Thinking Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Pizza Box Mike thinks outside the pizza box. That's why he got his name. So, Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Matt Flynn Direct signing off for today.